This is Jean Dubrow reading Fragment from a Non-Existent Yiddish Poet, number 15, Ida Levin, 1906 to 1938, Always Winter, Poland. At Purim, an angel dances on the cobblestones. She's from the world to come, except for her new shoes, the soles unmarked, the kidskin leather still unscratched. Perhaps the little daughter goes to shul to celebrate Hashem, his work hidden behind a mask of lucky accidents. She cries, "Thank you," a history of close calls. Each time the rabbi says Haman, she shakes a noisemaker until its hiss obliterates the name. If only every evil man were crushed by children's shouts, his shame delighted in like treats, his rule trampled beneath the dancers in the street. This is Jean Dubrow reading Fragment from a Non-Existent Yiddish Poet, number 17, Ida Levin, 1906 to 1938, Always Winter, Poland. Version 1. These winters in Galicia, the Sabbath bride arrives by 4, adorned in her great coat of snow and sleet, the wind sharpening its nails against the roof. How welcome the candles are. Two heats shielded between my hands, blue shadow birds that light the walls to shut December out. Their wings can warm the room or be extinguished with a word. In every home, two braided loaves, meat stews, slow cooking 7 hours. The twilight flickers like a torch. Someone should write a book which chronicles the taste of kugel on the tongue. Start with blessings, and end with melodies that don't endure. Version 2. Shabbos is a bride, her gown embroidered snow. The wind desires her, its breath turned crystal on the window panes, its nails sleet against the roof. How welcome then the candles, small heats nesting in between my hands, blue birds in shadow. Their wings set fire to the room, or else they're snuffed with words. In every home, two breads, a stew so cooked it makes an alchemy. I want to write a book which tastes like kugel on the tongue. I want to bless this place and all the melodies that sputter out. This is Jean Dubrow reading Fragment from a Non-Existent Yiddish Poet, number 27. Ida Levin, 1906 to 1938, Always Winter, Poland. I dream the myth of men who lead the living to the dead, like potatoes, mute for what they know, for where they've stood, planted in the earth. They've bled their secrets in the purpled creases of a cabbage. No answers when they're asked about the terminus, only a shrug, tongueless and indecipherable, as if the spirits pulled all language from its roots, left dirt, some chimney soot and fingerprints behind, tunnels collapsing in the mind.